This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee and is the ranking House member on the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments related to the economy. And Congressman, thanks so much as always for your time.
No, thanks for having me, Greg.
Many of our listeners know this because we usually play your comments, but whenever the job numbers come out on the first Friday, or in this case, the first Thursday of the month, there's a hearing on Capitol Hill normally, and you and your colleagues on the Joint Economic Committee ask questions of Keith Hall, the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about where this job situation or employment situation in this country is headed. What's your sense about the trend? We saw huge job losses, and we're still seeing them. There seemed to be some improvement back in May, and now we're headed worse here in the most recent report from June. So what's your sense on the trend right now?
Well, you know, the good news is America hates to be in a recession. We just fight our way out of it faster than most countries ever do. But the numbers right now, just, you know, you can't deny them. We see a steady deterioration in the jobs numbers. May only went up a bit because we hired a ton of census workers. So the government jobs increased. And our point is that, look, we recognize the jobs lag the rest of the industry, of the economy, but there's still some serious concerns about it. And the stimulus package, which for months the White House has been claiming has created hundreds of thousands of new jobs, the numbers just don't show that to be happening.
Congressman, we heard the three T's when the stimulus plan was being promoted by the White House and congressional Democrats: timely, targeted, and transparent. Let's take them one at a time. They said that obviously there would be a pretty quick impact, weeks, maybe a couple of months, they said. And now, of course, that's been recalibrated. They say the economy was worse than they previously thought. Do you see the stimulus package having any significant positive effect either right now or in the immediate future?
No. And I'll say, you know, only 10% of the stimulus bill has gone out to this point, which was our criticism the whole time. You're really not injecting any money in the economy when we need it the most this year. And even through next year, even the most optimistic projections show that less than half will be spent by then under the best of circumstances. So, you know, our point that a lot of that money is being wasted and will be spent almost 10 years out from its establishment doesn't really help the economy, I think, has been proven true. And right now, I think the only benefit you've seen so far has been in some of the unemployment benefits that were increased for states that got hit the hardest, and some of the food stamps. Those transfer payments probably have been helpful. But the tax cuts, zero. The infrastructure, again, moving so slow. We've seen an increase in some government jobs, but that's not what creates a strong economy. So far, it's been a big disappointment. And I think the White House's acknowledgement this weekend that the stimulus is not working and their belief that there ought to be a second one, unfortunately, sort of proves our point all along.
Congressman, what's the explanation for the slow outlying of this money? If it was so urgent, why is 90% of it still here in Washington?
Mainly because what they had targeted to doesn't create jobs, which is, again, you know, criticism I think that's been proven true. Almost none of this money went to help small businesses, either to spur new job creation, help them keep workers on the payroll, help them buy that new piece of equipment or computer. Almost no money went to the job creation machine of small businesses. Infrastructure, which we all support, more roads and bridges, but that was such a tiny part of the overall stimulus and traditionally has been very slow to occur. That's one of the reasons that the money has trickled out. And again, rather than being timely and targeted, it's been very slow and very fractured. Again, which makes the thought that we would do more of the same in a second stimulus just seem crazy.
Congressman, if a lot more of the money had been spent, maybe even more than half of it, perhaps 75% or even all of it this year, do you think that we'd see a significant improvement in the job reports we're seeing?
Probably not, mainly because of the way they designed the stimulus, which is, again, no focus on job creation, a lot of just extra spending in government budgets. They just doubled some budgets, tripled some budgets without any impact on what it would do to the economy and jobs. So I think we could have had a much higher impact with a half or a third of that spending by focusing it on this year and early next year, focusing on small businesses, tax relief, real tax relief for business, for families up to $3,000 a family if we're going to spur the economy, I think we could have had a much stronger package with a fraction of the cost.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, ranking House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. And Congressman, in terms of the stimulus money that has gone out, we heard a lot about how our nation's crumbling infrastructure would be upgraded as a result of this money. On the one hand, we're seeing how regulation is making this a very lengthy process for some of these projects to get off the ground. Other reports, including one I just saw today, suggest that some states aren't using the money for the way it was intended. They're just using it to balance their state budgets, which are in the red right now. What are you hearing on those fronts?
Well, that's what we did in Texas, which has got a strong economy and financially is in very good shape, but they used their $12 or $17 billion to just basically plug holes in the state budget, and that's what almost most states have done. So we propped up some state government jobs, but not much else. We're also seeing spending not occurring in the states that have the highest unemployment. In fact, a new study by the Government Accountability Office shows that the money is not actually going to those communities and states that have the highest unemployment rate. So it's not even going to those areas that need it the most. Again, you know, on Joint Economic Committee, we took a look at the last eight recessions and the last eight efforts by Congress to do stimulus spending, and almost to a package, they were too slow, they weren't timely, they didn't have an impact, which is what we're seeing play out again.
The third T is transparency. Are we seeing what was promised there?
No, I think even the good government watchdog groups have weighed in to say, you know, we just aren't seeing that promise of openness being fulfilled. You know, the government websites are more spin than anything, very small, very light on details, you know, very little information that's helpful. What we've created is a new website, sunshine.gop.gov, where people can go to that, look up their state, they can look up earmarks by members of Congress, they can look at how the stimulus money is being spent and how the bailout money is being spent. We think efforts like that to really sort of drill down into how this money is being used, I think, is more helpful to the public.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. Do you believe that you actually will see a second stimulus proposed by the administration this year? And if so, what kind of stomach is there for it on the Hill?
Well, we think there'll be an effort to push for it this fall after we come back from the August break. A lot of numbers are being thrown out, but so far, you know, even Democrat leaders have been hesitant to go that direction because, and some of them have been saying it is a huge disappointment. It was not structured the right way. So right now, I don't see support on Capitol Hill, and I definitely don't see support from the public for it.
Congressman, it's always great to have you with us, sir. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.